Well, tonight's presentation will be quite brief because I realise you've been travelling all day, some of you. So the topic is gratitude, and the topic for the retreat is the consecrated life. I'm not sure who asked me to do that, but one of you did. So I've prepared a retreat because it's the year of consecrated life. I've prepared a retreat for you on that. There are two documents that have helped me, and they may help you. I'll leave them on the table. They're the only ones I've got. But the first is a letter to all consecrated people. You've probably read it, by Pope Francis. And the other one is issued by the Congregation for the Consecrated Men and Women. It's Congregation for the Institutes of Consecrated Life. And that's called Keep Watch. So I'll be drawing on those during the retreat a little bit. And I'll leave them on the back table in case you want to glance at them. The material that I'm offering you, everything up there will be on my website already. I put it up a few days ago. So my website is on the whiteboard out there. You can see it. But if you look at that, it'll show you what to do. My website is right up at the top, mbfallon.com. My mother's name, maiden name, is Byron, and that's my second name from her. So, Michael, mbfallon.com. If you click on that, then you go to the left menu, and down the bottom, see religious life. If you press on religious life, it will open up a page, and it's so easy. You just scroll down about that far only, and you'll see consecrated life today, and that's this retreat. I've never given it before, so I've done my best. I hope it's all right for you. So that's how you can find everything that's up there. In case you like a picture or like a quote, well, you'll always find it. I'm recording this retreat as well because I haven't done it before. So you'll also find, when the retreat's finished, you'll find on that same page audio, and you can listen to it if you prefer that in a car or somebody might want it. The material that I'm going to offer you tonight, because it's brief, I've actually done it out in full for you, and I'll put it on the back table, but I won't do that normally, otherwise I'll go mad trying to do everything in one go. But this will be all at the back, so that you might want to start your retreat meditating on the words of the Pope. So let's begin. In the Pope's apostolic letter to all consecrated people, it was a year ago, November of last year, he gives the aims of this year that we've just had. We're just coming to the end of it, not quite end yet, but close. And the first aim of this year was to look to the past with gratitude. That's what he's inviting you to do. It's easy for you because you belong to such a rich, wonderful order, multinational and all over the place. So you should have plenty to be grateful for. Ponder the history, he says, of your charism. Ponder the history of your charism. I presume you've been doing this, but still here it is, an opportunity to do it again during this retreat. How the founder followed Jesus. Read the signs of the times and respond creatively. And you might all have a different response to that as you see this disturbed world we belong to, and mission, and a lot of young people not connecting with the church, for example. My brothers and sisters, there were 8 of us in the family, 3 were priests, 1 was a nun, and all the rest married. There's not too many of my nieces and nephews go to Mass, and which of course is disappointing to their parents, but that's fairly normal in Australia. So how do we connect better? How do we make in their world, which is so different from mine when I was young, where we had no television and no nothing, just at home. Prayer at the home, maybe same for you. But there's a very different world. So maybe we all have to help each other think, how do we connect in a way that they think, that's what I'd like to be or do. Well, the Pope's asking us to do that. And remember the fidelity of our founders, your founder, Scalabrini, with gratitude, and learn from the things that maybe the founder didn't manage too well. In the introduction to his apostolic letter, Pope Francis quotes John Paul II in his Vita Consecrata number 110. He writes, this is John Paul II saying this, "You have not only a glorious history to remember and recount, you also have a great history still to be accomplished. Look to the future," says St. John Paul II, "where the Spirit is sending you in order to do even greater things." Well, if we spend this week, these 4 days, pondering some of this consecrated life, well, you could well come up with something really important to help your order, and I'll be thinking of mine, of course. Do even greater things. Didn't Jesus say that? You'll do greater things yet. Keep watch, which is the document from the congregation. It was got out a couple of months before the Pope's letter. It quotes Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16, and the quote is a very relevant one to us. "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths where the good way lies, and walk in it. Find rest for your soul." And that, of course, reminds us of Jesus, the way, and how he says beautifully in Matthew's Gospel, "Come to me. Come to me," he says, "all you who labor and are overburdened, and I'll give you rest. Learn from me," he said, "for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find," here's the quote, "rest for your souls." We'd all want that. And you've come away on a retreat to be graced with that, of course. So here's Jeremiah telling us to look at the way, and we know that means now look at Jesus. Look at your founder. Look at the wonderful history you've got, and ask God to inspire, which what God is doing, inspire each of you and you together on a way that is graced, full of grace. Keep watch, the same document, number 10, is a quote from there. "We risk preserving sacralized memories that make it harder for us to come out of the cave of our comfort zone. The things we did well in the 50s and the 60s, probably with the excitement of Vatican II, and then we might have got used to that and we're quite comfortable with it. And then we get a Pope coming out of, he borrowed your name, Franciscus, so I think that might have been why he stole it from you. We see a Pope picking this beautiful name, Francis, and he's astonishing us all by his simplicity and courage and bringing the whole church with him, insofar as he's not going any faster than any of us. So he's moving, he's pushing things, but when he dies, whatever he manages will keep going because he's not doing it. He's getting the cardinals to come together and talk to each other rather than hide away. So they're all out in the open and they're arguing, and that's good. And he's trying to get us to Well, you know what he's trying to do. The Year of Mercy begins in a fortnight's time. He wants us to start meeting people as people, and he wants us to start with mercy before anything else. The rest is all important. But if I meet you as a person, and my first movement is one of compassion, the rest will follow beautifully, even if it's hard. But if I don't meet you that way, and mercy isn't up front, I'll become like a Pharisee or a tax collector. Back to the keep watch. We risk preserving sacralized memories that make it harder for us to come out of our cave, of our comfort zone. The Lord loves us with everlasting affection. This confidence calls us to freedom. Freedom. I've forgotten what I did with you last year in the retreat. You've forgotten too, I hope. But I'm not sure what. But if it was on St. Paul, this is his great theme. And John too. For the truth will set you free. God wants us to be free. God doesn't control the world, as you well know. God loves the world. And we can't control and love. Not adults. He loves us and bears all the pain of our freedom and what we do wrong when we misuse it. But he'd rather us be free in the hope that we'll do something really beautiful with our freedom that'll be saintly. And if we're not free, we'll never be a saint. So he doesn't want clones, or he wants you to be you, uniquely you, with all the help of your order and everything else, but finding your true self beautifully. And the same with me, of course. We're called to be free. Keep watch, quotes Pope Francis again. This was an interview with a Spadaro. I don't know who he is, but this is what the Pope said. Instead of being just a church that welcomes and receives by keeping the doors open, that's a good start. Let's try also, says Pope Francis, to be a church that finds new roads, that is able to step outside itself and go to those who do not attend Mass, to those who've left or are indifferent. The ones who leave sometimes do it for reasons that, if properly understood and assessed, can lead to a return. But that takes audacity and courage. So he's really inspiring us as communities of consecrated life to be daring, to be discerning, but to be daring as well. And again, it's a quote from Pope Francis, but it's in that document from the congregation. Number 13. You are like antennas, says the Pope to us at the beginning of our retreat. You're like antennas ready to receive the smallest innovations prompted by the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Listening to God prompting you. But prompting each one to. You can help the ecclesial community, says the Pope, to take on this gaze of goodness and find new and bold ways to reach all peoples. And again, another quote, and this is from The Joy of the Gospel. It's in that same document, Keep Watch. I dream, says our dear Pope, of a missionary option. That is, a missionary impulse capable of transforming everything so that the church's customs, ways of doing things, times and schedules, language and structures can be suitably channeled for the evangelization of today's world, rather than for the church's self-preservation. A constant desire to go forth and in this way to elicit a positive response from all those whom Jesus summons to friendship with himself. That's all I wanted to offer you tonight, just to set the feel of it and let you have an early night. I'm now going to play some music for you, and then we're going to hear the Salve Regina to complete the night.
Shines in darkness more.